From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of April 29th, 2019. When a severe thunderstorm or some other kind of severe weather is forecast or is actually approaching, what kinds of messages can you expect from your favorite information sources? Have a listen for about 45 seconds to several examples that were broadcast on April 19, 2019 on NOAA Weather Radio from the National Weather Service's Blacksburg, Virginia Forecast Office.
The National Weather Service in Blacksburg has issued urban and small stream flood advisory. And now a special weather statement. At 1:44 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, radar indicated strong thunderstorms were located along a line extending from Piper's Gap to Pleasant Hill. A tornado watch remains in effect until 5 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time for north central and northwestern North Carolina and southwestern and west central Virginia. A tornado warning remains in effect until 2:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time for north central Surrey and south central Carroll counties. At 2:19 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located over Fanti Gap, moving northeast at 55 miles per hour.
Those Weather Service messages alerted listeners to conditions that resulted in severe thunderstorms and at least 15 confirmed tornadoes in Virginia on April 19th. The Weather Service uses the four types of messages you heard on any given day to alert citizens nationwide about impending atmospheric hazards, from thunderstorms to tropical storms, from fire danger to frost, and from high winds to high waves. Here are some details about these four types of messages, according to the Weather Service. An advisory highlights weather conditions that may cause significant inconvenience or threaten life or property if caution is not used. A special weather statement alerts the public about ongoing or imminent weather hazards, which require a heightened level of awareness or action. A watch means that conditions are right for a hazardous weather event to occur, but the location or timing is uncertain. And a warning is issued when a hazardous event is actually occurring, is imminent, or is very likely to occur, and people should take appropriate safety action immediately. Information on appropriate actions for specific weather events is available from the Weather Service, the Virginia Department of Emergency Management, the American Red Cross, and other organizations. Take some time now to get ready for the next severe weather message. Finally, here's one other Weather Service message that the Blacksburg office broadcast on April 19th.
Skywarn is currently activated and operational at the National Weather Service in Blacksburg, Virginia. Spotters are encouraged to submit reports of flooding, hail, wind damage, and tornadoes.
Skywarn spotters provide the Weather Service with valuable information about cloud conditions, flooding, hail, and other weather events. If you're interested in being a Skywarn spotter, visit the program website at www.weather.gov/skywarn, where you can find the upcoming spotter training opportunities nearest you. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Ben Cosgrove for his version of Shenandoah to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.